And now we're joined by WAMC's political observer, Dr. Alan Chartok. Good morning, Alan. And I wanted to ask if you are more of a Tiger Woods or a Game of Thrones fan.
Well, I know nothing of Game of Thrones, but I do know all about Tiger. I've been following him for years, and I am very, very pleased that he has won this thing. It's good news all across America. We need some good news on a Monday. And, you know, I mean, brought tears to a lot of people's eyes that one can go through a rough patch and do things that they might not be necessarily proud of, but still, you know, resurrect themselves. And I think that that is what is happening here, and I think America is with them. So, you know, you have Donald Trump and Barack Obama both heaping praise on the guy. I can only say it's a very special time for a lot of Americans, to say nothing of golf itself. I mean, this guy is so good at golf. He could have been 33rd or 112th in the rankings, and he always got the crowds. And you should have seen how great they were and how appreciative they were out there yesterday. It was really something.
Let's start us off here. It's countdown to the Mueller report, with the redacted version of the report expected this week and in the last few hours. In addition to tweeting a few times praising Tiger Woods for his win at the Masters, President Trump retweeted a three-day-old opinion piece in the Wall Street Journal defending Attorney General Barr. He also took a shot at Speaker Pelosi. And I can imagine, as maybe you can imagine too, that these tweets and these statements will only intensify in the coming days.
Well, yes. And you have to believe, which I do not, of course, that Barr never told the president, that Barr's people never communicated what was in there, that the White House is sort of battening down the hatches, we are told. So there must be something there. We do know that the Barr relationship with Trump has turned out to be nothing less than disgraceful. He auditioned for the job by writing a letter and a memo about how the president shouldn't be going through this. Nevertheless, what we have is a spectacle. I have no faith in all of this. I have no faith in Barr. I don't know whether the stuff that he's redacted is purposely defensive of the president. I suspect that it is. I have no faith that the president doesn't know what's in there or that it hasn't been communicated to him. I have no faith in Barr because I know he lied. He lied in his hearings, confirmation hearings. This is a guy who said he would put out everything that the American people needed to see everything. And yet now, Lucas, we see exactly the opposite. We see that this is a guy who is little more than a shill for the president.
Now, over the weekend, the leaders of sanctuary cities have spoken in support of their policies after the threat from President Trump that he would send immigrants apprehended at the border there. The mayor of Burlington, Vermont, Murrow Weinberger, a Democrat, essentially said, "We'll welcome what he called refugees, as we always have done, refugees from poverty." And what do you make of it? Are liberal politicians going to stand up for their sanctuary city policies? And is this really the opportunity for them to flip the tables on the president on this issue?
Lucas, there's a long distance between lip and cup here. Obviously, before they're sent, there are going to be major hearings. I think it was one of those utterances and stupid utterances that this president makes every once in a while and his people do. Now, sometimes he gets caught up in them and he actually does them. And I think exactly right. Look, you can't walk down the streets of Great Barrington or anywhere else, Great Barrington where I live, and not see for, you know, people needing help and needing workers. So even though there's no question of whether that's legal or not, we do all know that some people are working who do not have official clearance. So I'm only thinking that the progressive cities, I hope ours is one of them, and here in Great Barrington and others, will do the right thing and create a sanctuary so that people who come here are welcomed and are treated correctly. I know I'm prepared to step forward to do that, and I suspect an awful lot of other people are too. It was just one of those dumb Trump utterances in which he says, we're going to get even with you by sending you people. I mean, it really stinks, and he is really not a fit man to be president.
WAMC's political observer, Dr. Alan Chartok. Thanks, Alan, and stay dry this morning.
We will.